listeners, you may remember a few weeks ago we discussed the emotional aspects of diabetes diagnosis with Dr. Paula Treif, clinical psychologist and professor of both psychiatry and medicine and a behavioral consultant to the Joslin Diabetes Center. We've asked Dr. Treif to come back to tell us more about the clinical trials she mentioned during our conversation. They're trials you might be interested in participating. Good morning, Dr. Treif.
Good morning.
So let's begin with a brief explanation of what a clinical trial is.
Essentially, a clinical trial is a research study in which patients are involved in testing new interventions for diabetes and other illnesses.
Okay. And today, specifically, we're talking about diabetes clinical
right.
trials. And there are a number of them going on that are coordinated, Joslin Diabetes Center, SUNY Upstate, and so forth. Will you
yes.
tell us about the first one?
Okay. Well, the first one is the one that's closest to my heart, since it's the one I direct. And it's a study called the Diabetes Support Project. And essentially, what we're trying to see is if you work with patients and their spouses or partners, is it more effective than if you work with a patient alone?
I see.
And so this is an intervention in which patients and partners have to be willing to participate. And it's essentially a diabetes education intervention. They they talk to a diabetes educator. It's all done on the telephone, so people don't have to come into our clinic, et cetera. And in one group, the patient and the partner work with a diabetes educator, and the other is the patient alone, and in the other is also the patient alone, but it's for kind of a shorter intervention. So it's all a lot of education and information in terms of coping with diabetes.
Very good. And you're looking for participants.
Absolutely.
And what is the profile of the participants you're looking for? Certainly couples.
Couples, adults, and people who have type 2 diabetes, and they also need to have be in relatively poor blood sugar control, because our main outcome is looking at whether they improve in terms of their blood sugar management.
I see. And you're looking for one of the people in the couple to have diabetes.
Right. Although both could. That we have quite a few couples where both have diabetes, but that's not necessary. It just has to be one.
Very interesting. Are there any downsides they should know about? You're not giving them specific drugs or anything
like
that.
There's no drugs at all. It's really all a behavioral intervention, working with them on diabetes education, diet, exercise. As I said, it's all on the phone. I actually don't think there is a downside, because even the control group, what we would call the control group, gets 3 sessions of diabetes education on the phone and individualized education, as well as a pedometer and a big booklet that has a lot of information on it. So it does take some time and mm-hmm. it takes some effort. But so far, the people who've been participating have been extremely positive about
Very
their
good.
Involvement.
And knowledge is power. So this is right. always a great way to gain some knowledge. Listeners, we're going to give you a phone number and a website to check out when we're finished with this conversation. So hang on for that. But let's talk about the second trial.
The second trial is for children and youth who have type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is the common type of diabetes for children. But what we're finding now is that more and more children have type 2 diabetes, and that's associated with being significantly overweight. And this is actually a large national trial. And this is also an extremely positive experience for the kids and the families that are involved. They participate, they work with a physician and diabetes educators and nutritionists and people who help them work on lifestyle change, etc. They get all of their medications free. They get in all of our trials, patients are usually paid for their time for participating and their travel, if they have to travel in
really?
Terms of participating. So they really are getting the kind of highest level of care. And the goal of this trial is really to see what works with youth who have type 2, because nobody knows.
Nobody knows what works with them.
Yeah.
Is there a psychological part of this?
There's a huge psychological part even with working with diabetes educators. But in one of the 3 groups, the youth works with it's called a PAL, which is a physical activity leader. It's somebody who works with the youth and the parent or whoever in the family is willing to work with the youth to work on diet and exercise and coping, et cetera.
Very good. Now, tell me the profile of who you're looking for here. Families?
This is families. This is youth between the ages of 10 and 18 who have either been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, or who, if the family thinks their kid may have type 2 diabetes, they can come in and be screened.
Okay.
So if they have any concern about it, it's worth calling and getting screened.
I see. And so would you say for a parent who has a child who's significantly overweight, this is a good question for them to be asking?
Absolutely.
Because they may not have been to a doctor who's actually diagnose them, but this might be a great way to get the diagnosis.
Right, and diabetes usually doesn't cause symptoms for a long time, and so this type 2 diabetes, and so it really is useful and worthwhile to get screened for it at the very least, which is just a simple blood test.
Very good. And you said that they're going to get all of these services at no cost to them.
Right.
I think that's great. Let's talk about the third trial.
The third trial is a study that we're doing in collaboration with Syracuse University and two other universities, and this is a little different. It's looking at whether writing about stressful experiences in your life affects your blood sugar control and your diabetes management. There's research that shows that the experience of writing about very difficult things that have happened to you can help your health. And in one major study, it helped people who had arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and people who had asthma, and it helped their actual medical outcomes, not
really?
Just help them feel better, also helps them feel better emotionally.
Uh-huh.
And so we're doing this study to see if that also has the same effect with patients who have diabetes.
Very interesting. And so what's the profile of the patient you're looking for here?
Again, these are patients who have type 2 diabetes, who are in relatively poor blood sugar control, again, because that's the main outcome, and who are willing to take the time to do it. It doesn't take a lot of time, but it's over a long period of time. So they come in, I think it's 3 times to do this writing experience, mm-hmm. and then they come in regularly for testing. So it's over a prolonged period of time, but the actual time itself is very brief.
I see. And this is mostly adults again?
This is all adults.
Very good. How can people get in touch to learn more about these trials?
The easiest thing to do would be to call Jennifer Hartzig, and I'll give you that number, that's 464-5724. She can talk to you on the phone and explain the different opportunities that are out there. There are many other trials that are going on. There are medication trials and other intervention trials and questionnaire things, etc. And she can ask the questions that will help direct you to the right study.
Very good. And that phone number, again, listeners, is 464-5724. And we'll also put information on our HealthLink On Air website. Dr. Treif, thanks so much for coming by
this
morning.
It's been a pleasure.
Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up. Heap and help in holidays, or let's use my 6 P's diet. Boy, I hate that word. Let's use my 6 P's strategy to fight the cultural conspiracy to gain weight over the holidays and win. Isn't it fun to eat those incredible holiday edibles, like the ones our Barb brings in that I never see except from her? Fudge outside, peppermint inside, or her almondines all dressed up in powdered sugar, ready to go pop down the hatch. You probably know research has bad news. The pounds we gain from those holiday pops, we never lose. Despite all of our post-pop, I'll go for an extra walk and work this off. Yeah, Rich, sure. Our secret American conspiracy? Well, heading out of the office the day before Thanksgiving, a coworker, possible double agent with loose lips, who's seen me go by 50 times munching an apple or a banana, yells, "Let yourself go for the holiday, Rich. Eat anything and everything you want, just this once." There it was. The secret was out. We unwittingly push each other to gain weight. At parties, we serve more food than a million people could eat, and we use plates the size of hubcaps, all the while saying, "Mange, mange," and in the next breath, "Do I look fat in this dress?" How to slam the hatch on the resultant gulping? Easy. Put our brains in front of our mouths. Begin by serving 3 of our 6 P's. Plan, plan, plan. First P is for plan what we want to weigh after January 1st. Do I want to gain just a few pounds and not the usual 5 or 6 this year? Stay the same? Maybe even keep losing? You lucky devil. Decide what we really want, then throw the weight of our commitment behind it. Second P, plan what to eat before a big bash. Like if we don't want to pass up Barb's cookies, plan how to balance them out, like 1 cookie, 1 apple. A whole plate of cookies? Hey, I've done it. 3 apples, 3 oranges, 3 bananas. Eat the fruit first, maybe fill up and forget the cookies. Third, plan a small plate. With a big plate, we clean plate clubbers eat more. No small plates, we can use a saucer. Put it on top of the plate. If anybody honks at us, we'll tell them they're doing it in France. Now, We're already winning, but we still have three more P's. Pause, pause, pause. Pause to decide if we really want to walk by that dessert table. Yeah? Well, pause to decide if each bonbon jumping on the small plate is in the plan. And back at the table, pause to decide if it's pop down the hatch time or not. Always thinking the plan. See you at the party. I'm Rich O'Neill, the guy with the saucer with fruit and salad topped with six peas. To balance that chocolate mousse I'm treating myself to later. Maybe. Bon appetit, mes amis. Thanks for listening, and happy holidays, everybody.